This war between Queensland and Sydney is now officially personal. Now, I'll start with Gladys Berejiklian yesterday. She was talking about the fact that Dr. Jeanette Young, the impartial chief health officer, was talking about how we might be able to open to Victoria, but she never really mentioned Greater Sydney, which was shut to them as well. And so Gladys Berejiklian was offended because of the job New South Wales and Sydney's done in controlling the virus in a massive world city. Here's Gladys Berejiklian yesterday.
Look, I'm just mortified by that notion. I think it's cruel, I think it's unjustified, and I think it's spiteful. And there's no health or scientific basis to it.
So that was her yesterday. Earlier in the show, just about half an hour ago, I spoke to the Treasurer of Queensland, Cameron Dick. Yesterday, remember, I spoke to Stephen Miles. Stephen Miles on the show was quite conciliatory. He's the outgoing health minister, the deputy premier, the bomb thrower for 6 months leading up to the election about coronavirus with the daily press conferences. He on the show yesterday was saying, you know, they've done a good job in New South Wales. They've done a good job in Victoria. I'm really hopeful we'll get open and families will be reunited by Christmas. But then Cameron Dick today, when I asked him about opening to Sydney, he went off the long run.
New South Wales can't control it. They're still bumping along, I should say, in Sydney.
Really? Do you really believe that? That there's one case every few days? Like, I don't know why we're at war with New South Wales over a case or two every now and then in southwestern Sydney.
Well, I think the question needs to be put to Gladys Berejiklian. Why can Victoria, how did they manage to crush the second wave when they had an outbreak, but New South Wales doesn't? And that would have been an easy thing for their government to do. I mean, Gladys Berejiklian has spent more time, I think, attacking and criticising Queensland than managing her own state. And we know why, Neil. She is in more trouble than Flash Gordon.
More trouble than Flash Gordon. But Sydney hasn't actually had a second wave. They had spot outbreaks and they got on top of them really quickly. We just have to get this sorted.